USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Several powerful tornadoes tore through northern Alabama on Thursday, killing at least five people, injuring dozens of others, and destroying entire neighborhoods. The five confirmed fatalities were in Ohatchee, a town of about 1,200 people in the northwest corner of Alabama. On Thursday, House Consumer Protection and Commerce Subcommittee Chairwoman Jan Sakowski, the Democrat from Illinois, discussed the subcommittee's hearing with the CEOs of Facebook, Google, and Twitter, and said that the hearing's purpose was to send the message to tech companies that they're going to regulate and they're going to legislate. San Francisco 49ers defensive lineman Kevin Givens has been hit with an assault charge after he allegedly beat a man at a Maryland hotel. According to court documents, 24-year-old Givens was charged with misdemeanor second-degree assault after Hayden Bosley said he was attacked by the NFL player on February 21st at the Sheraton Hotel. Givens is due in court later next month to face the charge. USA Radio News.
Here's a fact. Too much of today's journalism is politically biased. So where should you turn to get accurate, leading-edge information that you can trust? The Epoch Times. The Epoch Times covers the news the way you need it, unfiltered and accurate. Cutting-edge topics like the danger of the Chinese Communist Party, the pandemic, Russia, the Middle East, the economy, and news you won't hear anywhere else. The Epoch Times is free from the influence of governments, corporations, or political parties. You get to form your own opinions. Here's a special introductory offer. You can get 1 month subscription to the Epoch Times weekly print newspaper, as well as unlimited access to their dynamic website for just $1. That's right, $1. Go right now to trustednewspaper.com. That's trustednewspaper.com to subscribe. Do it now. trustednewspaper.com.
Tugboats and specialized suction dredgers worked Friday to dislodge a giant container ship that has been stuck sideways in Egypt's Suez Canal for the past 3 days, blocking a crucial waterway for global shipping. John Clements from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau has more.
Dozens of other ships have not been able to traverse the Suez Canal that is vital to about 10% of the global trade. Those ships remain anchored at either end of the canal. Concern now is that the Ever Given container ship could be damaged, further disrupting the estimated 1.9 million barrels of oil per day traveling through the Suez Canal. Patrick DeHaan is with GasBuddy.com.
If it's something that may take days or even weeks, we could be looking at crude oil flows disrupted through the Suez Canal, which would be potentially significant. Really depends on what happens to oil stocks between Europe and Asia. That's where the kink is.
The Ever Given, a Panama flagship, carries cargo between Asia and Europe, and it may have run aground during a sandstorm. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Thursday evening, President Biden held his first press conference since taking office in January.
As of yesterday, more than 100 million payments of $1,400 have gone into people's bank accounts. That's real money in people's pockets, bringing relief instantly almost. And millions more will be getting their money very soon. One final note. Since we passed the American Rescue Plan, we're starting to see new signs of hope in our economy. Since it was passed, a majority of economic forecasters have significantly increased their projections on the economic growth that's going to take place this year. They're now projecting it will exceed 6%. And just this morning, we learned the number of people filing for weekly unemployment insurance fell by nearly 100,000 persons. It's the first time in a year the number has fallen below the pre-pandemic high. So there are still too many Americans out of work, too many families hurting, and they still have a lot of work to do. But I can say to you, the American people, help is here and hope is on the way.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.